Are you ready to find, hone, and use your own voice in creative ways to share your story? Welcome to A Mad Vox, a podcast that gives you tools to do just that. I'm your host, Madeline Wright. You ready to make your inner kid proud? Let's begin.
Hello, and welcome back to A Mad Vox podcast, NaNoWriMo edition. This is the 21st day of NaNoWriMo, and the challenge is getting real, my friend. So real. Today's episode is going to help you ensure that you're on track to win by the 30th. You may be home for the day, and you may have worked on some other necessary things to get them taken care of, and now you're gearing up to write. Here's how to structure your writing time in a realistic way to keep you on track to succeed. In today's episode, I'll share tips on how to be realistic about your available writing time. This episode builds upon the lessons from episode 2, how to set yourself up for success, and episode 4, let's catch up on your word count. Though not required, it will be helpful if you've heard both of those episodes prior to this one. Da, 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 da. Counting today, we have 10 writing days left in the month to complete our challenge. The question for today is, how do we plot our path so that we can pants our way to the finish line? The answer is to calculate the number of hours you'll need by getting the amount of words left to write and dividing that by your normal cadence. Next, you'll want to add in additional time to build in a buffer that allots for a little bit of wiggle room in your writing sessions. For a simple example, if you have 10,000 words to write and you have 10 days left in the month, including today, and your normal cadence is 1,000 words an hour, that means it's going to require 10 hours to write that amount of words over the next 10 days. If you can, try to add some wiggle room in for each multi-hour day that you write. If you're feeling ambitious and you want to get it done in the next 5 days, say your plan is to write for 2 hours a day over the next 5 days, and you plan to write 2,000 words each day. Allotting 3 hours per day to finish those 2,000 words gives you a little bit of a breather between your sprints, and it makes you more likely to hit your word count goal for the day. Once again, it helps a lot if you're writing along with others. If you can't make it to a write-in over the next couple of days, the NaNoWriMo channel on YouTube has you covered. The virtual write-ins show writers that you can see writing at the same time as you, breaking up the hour into short sprints that, again, increase your chances of hitting your word count goal rather than writing for an hour straight. I'll link the latest virtual write-in in the show notes, which you can find at podcast.amadvox.com. Remember to be realistic about your writing cadence and your available time to write, and plan accordingly. If you're anything like
someone we know,
you may be a few thousand words behind at this point, and that's okay. It's a normal part of doing this challenge. The key here is to not give up. As long as you keep going, you've got a good chance to join the first draft of a novel finishers club. Think of it this way. As long as the available hours in the month are greater than the realistic calculation of hours you need to write, you're still in the game. I'm curious to know, do you have any advice for other writers during the last 10 days of NaNoWriMo? What nugget of wisdom has helped you the most in getting from here to the finish line? Let me know. You can tweet at AMadVox on Twitter or share your advice in a tweet using the hashtag AMadVox, and I'll check it out. Also, I'd love to hear your feedback for the show. To do that, you can comment right on the episode's page on podcast.amadvox.com. For reference, this is episode 21. That's all I have for today. If you find the show of value, please consider rating and reviewing it in Apple Podcasts, aka iTunes, and sharing it with a friend. Thanks for listening. I'll see you tomorrow.
You just heard A Mad Vox. I am one voice, but I know that you're out there too, waiting to use yours. Let's connect at podcast.amadvox.com. Follow A Mad Vox on Twitter and Instagram. And until next time, make something achievable.